The images of the migrant crisis in northern France are sharply polarised. On the UK side of the water, endless lines of trucks clogging the motorways around Dover in southeastern England. On the French side, around Calais, desperate individuals dodging the police, cutting fences in an effort to reach the rail lines that lead to Britain. In terms of response, the UK government's emergency committee, known as COBRA, named for the Cabinet Office Briefing Room A, has met to discuss the crisis. And after that meeting, Prime Minister David Cameron confirmed he'd be talking to President François Hollande later in the day. Here's the view of the people at the sharp end. Gilles Debauve represents the Union of French Police Officers.
The migrants know there is more security around the ferry port, and that's the reason why they're increasing their attempts on the Channel Tunnel. In the past, we had usually between 800 and 1,200 attempts on the Eurotunnel site, but last night we recorded 1,700 attempts. The mobile forces who have arrived as reinforcements are only here to relieve their colleagues, who scarcely number 60, so that will help. But I ask myself, if the new reinforcements hadn't arrived, the number of attempts last night would have doubled. We would have easily had around 3,000 or 3,500 attempts on the night.
So, what kind of economic impact has the migrant crisis had on the city of Calais itself? I caught the train under the Channel, a completely smooth journey in both directions, by the way, to find out. Standing up here on the belfry tower of Calais Town Hall, you can see the spread of the city below, north to the port, and the vessels moving through the water beyond. And this is a city that is extremely proud of its traditions, its lace industry, its majestic Grand Theatre, the other historic buildings and ancient fortifications. At a political level, there is a lot of anger. The mayor of Calais, Natasha Bouchard, spoke for many when she priced the economic impact of the migrant crisis on this city at 50 million euros. But in the bars and cafes, you get a sense almost of bewilderment at the setbacks that have hit the town's businesses. Pierre Nouchi is the proprietor of La Seule Meunière. He also heads the Hoteliers Syndicate of Calais. That represents more than 400 bars, restaurants, brasseries, discos, and of course hotels.
What's been really amazing about this crisis is that life here is fine, just fine. But what we've noticed is that our image has been complicated by things that have been happening outside the town. And so, as you can see, the people of Calais are here as normal, but our British friends aren't.
Is it possible to measure the cost?
Just in July, we've already lost 40% of our takings.
I've come to a small bar not far from the waterfront. It's called Un Singe Enivé, a wonderful name based on a 1962 French movie, A Monkey in Winter. The manager is Pascal Pestre, and he says, look, 30 million people cross this channel every year, passing through Calais, and in a good year, we try to persuade 2% of them maybe to stop for a meal or a night's sleep. And now, with this climate of fear, that's just impossible.
The business is not doing very well. Generally in summertime, especially July, August, we have a lot of English, Belgian people, German, and this year there's nobody. We work only with local people or some English who works in Calais, but not tourists.
Is this a problem that compromises your future?
Yeah, of course, because we still have to pay the same taxes, we still have to pay the employees, everything is, all the charges doesn't change.
Not far from the Monkey in Winter, the Crazy Mouse Fun Fair dominates the waterfront. And if I walk to the east, it's just a couple of hundred metres now to the cranes and gantries of the port of Calais. And when you talk about the port, the migrant crisis is almost old news. Their success in fencing out the migrants has pushed the problem elsewhere. But business is still down because of an industrial dispute over the sale of two ferries working the Channel route. That's caused problems too. Still, there's enough optimism that they're persisting with a 650 million euro new port with even better facilities. Jean-Marc Puissesseau heads both the Port Authority and the Chambers of Commerce in Calais.
I think that the most important today is to consider that the port is not working as normal because the trade unions are blocking two big ships from my ferry link. That means that the capacity of the port is reduced.
In fact, we can see them just outside the window, two very large vessels. What should they be doing?
They should be crossing and bring a lot of clients from England to France or France to England. We consider that since this crisis has started with the trade unions and my ferry link, the chamber, the port, has lost more than 5 million euro.
What about the migrant issue specifically? Because we've seen a lot of haulage companies on the UK side really struggling to get across in this direction. What's happening the other way?
You know, since 1 year, since last August, we discussed very closely with the UKBF.
That's the British Border Force.
Yes, Border Force, and our government, that it was necessary to secure the port. As the number of migrants increased, thousands and thousands more as last year, to secure the port and to install all along for about 3 kilometres on each side, naturally, double fences, 4 metres fences and cameras and so on. So today the port is really completely secure. There is no danger that the migrants get on the highway and try to get into the cars, into the caravan or into the trucks. That is finished.
Did businesses have to pay for that or did the government pay for it?
You know, why are we obliged to do that? It's because the English border is in Calais. The English border is in our port. That's why we have these migrants. We want to get to your country. And this investment has been done by your government. I am very thankful that they are helping to secure the port, to let the port now working very safely. It will cost about together about 15 million euro to be able to have a very safety, secure port.
Dans l'actualité également, comme chaque nuit ou presque, de nouvelles tentatives d'intrusion de migrants ont été bloquées.
And it's because the port at Calais is so well protected that French news bulletins continue to describe nightly incursions into the cross-channel rail facilities. More money is to be pumped in, but the British Prime Minister's warned it's going to be a difficult summer.
Une réunion interministérielle d'urgence sur la question.